Grace, mercy, and God's peace be yours in the name of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In 2017, the Los Angeles Lakers retired both of Kobe Bryant's numbers, number 8 and number 24. At the event, the ESPN announcer said, "They will hang in the Staples Center forever." No, they won't. Kobe's numbers won't hang there forever. You see, someday the Staples Center in Los Angeles will come down. Romance novelist Tessa Dare has one of her characters say, "I'm going to build a house so it lasts forever." No, it won't. The temple in the Jerusalem did not last forever, neither will any house. The Beatles sing Strawberry Fields forever. Diamond-infused skincare says, "We invite you to become flawless forever." I Googled forever and found these companies: Forever Pictures, Forever Health, Forever Stainless Steel, Forever Natural, Forever Farms. We all want forever. But only God, our God, delivers forever. The English Standard Version of the Holy Bible includes words translated forever 379 times. Among them are Psalm 136, verse 1, "His love endures forever." Exodus 15, 18, "The Lord will reign forever." Psalm 23, verse 6, "I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Isaiah 40, verse 8, "The word of our God endures forever." And from Micah chapter 4, verse 5, "We will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever." We're in a series in the Old Testament prophet Micah called Fierce Judgment, Final Grace. Tonight, Micah announces that final grace is grace forever. Did you catch that? Final grace is grace forever. We begin, though, with fierce judgment. Micah calls out his nation's leaders. Jerusalem's head, that is, its kings and princes, the royal elite, give judgment for a bribe. Its priests teach for a price. Its prophets practice divination for money. Yet they lean on the Lord and say, "Is not the Lord in the midst of us? No disaster shall come upon us." What do we call this? We call it fake and phony faith. We call it pretending, posing, posturing faith. Whatever we call it, though, it's not real. It's not real faith. "Therefore, because of you, Zion shall be plowed like a field, Jerusalem shall become a heap of ruins." This is fierce judgment. Zion will be plowed like a field. Jerusalem shall become a heap of ruins. And it happened. It happened in 587 BC when Nebuchadnezzar, the great Babylonian king, leveled and dismantled Zion and Jerusalem, the ancient city of David. Fierce judgment indeed. But fierce judgment gives way to final grace forever. So what does that look like? No more wars. "It shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established as the highest of mountains, and it shall be lifted up above the hills, and people shall flow to it. Many nations will come." peoples and many nations translate Hebrew words that refer to non-Israelites, like the Moabites and Edomites, like the Hittites and Jebusites and Canaanites. Final grace forever means no wars between the nations. No more wars between black and white, Republican and Democrat, men and women, rich and poor, Lutheran and Catholic. No more wars, no more hate, no more killing fields forever. No more wandering. Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the Torah and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. God's Torah, his teaching, that is, his word, will direct our feet to walk in his paths. Gone are the days of being spiritually lost. Gone are the days of feeling spiritually cold and lethargic and distant. God's word will teach us his ways, and we will walk in his paths forever. No more weapons. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. This verse was actually the vision behind the League of Nations, born out of the ravages of World War I. Although the League of Nations was unable to avert World War II, it eventually led to the formation of the United Nations, whose charter was signed on June 26, 1945, by representatives from 50 nations. Do you know what the most important words of that charter are? They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. These words are actually expressed in this sculpture in the Garden of the UN. It was a gift from the USSR and presented in 1959. This bronze statue depicts a man holding a hammer in one hand and in the other, a sword that he is making into a plowshare. This sculpture symbolizes the universal longing to put an end to weapons by converting them into tools that benefit people. Now, you may think that's naive, or it's idealistic, or fantasy, pie-in-the-sky dream. The UN will never deliver, but God will, forever. Fierce judgment. In 587 BC, Nebuchadnezzar steamrolled Zion and Jerusalem. And then what? No more wars. No more wandering. No more weapons. Final grace forever. Which means no more want. But they shall sit, every man under his vine and under his fig tree. This is actually a direct quote from 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 25, that describes the days of Solomon. 1 Kings 10:21 says, in Solomon's day, everything was made of gold, and silver was actually considered of little value. There will be no more want or need, no more hunger or thirst, no more pain or aching or empty holes in people's hearts forever. And no more worry. No one shall make them afraid. Worry traffics in two words. Do you know what those words are? What if? What if I don't close the sale? What if I don't get the bonus? What if my child doesn't get good grades? What if I get cancer? What if? There was once a mouse who was worried of cats until he met a magician. The magician turned the mouse into a cat. That resolved his fear until he met a dog, so the magician changed him into a dog. The mouse turned to cat, turned dog, was content until he met a lion. So once again, the magician changed him into what he feared the most. Now he was a deadly lion. But when the lion became worried about the hunter, the magician said, "I will turn you back into a mouse. For though you have the body of a lion, you still have the heart of a mouse." We can have the looks of a lion, but inside we can still have the heart of a mouse. What if? In the new age, all worry, all fear, all anxiety will be abolished forever. No more wars, wandering, weapons, want, and no more worries. How can this be? Jesus. Jesus. Advent points to Christ's cradle. And Christ's cradle points to Christ's cross. Consider the irony. The God whose love, kingly reign, house, and word are forever hangs dead on a cross. His body broken, his blood shed, all hope gone, the heavens weep, the angels fall silent, darkness descends, and then the third day. The tomb is empty, Christ is alive forever. Fierce judgment, yes. Final grace, all the more. And final grace is grace forever. God's promises in Micah chapter 4 are described by Isaac Watts's hymn, Joy to the World. Especially these words. He comes to make his blessings flow, for as the curse is found. Where is the curse found? It's found in wars and wandering and weapons and want and worry. The curse is found in your heart and in mine. The curse seeps into our homes, weaves its way into our heads, and sometimes makes our lives a living hell. In the end, the curse kills everything and everybody. But not forever. He comes to make his blessings flow, for as the curse is found. God's blessings are more powerful than the curse. That's Micah's point. God will uncurse creation. God will restore our lives and heal our hearts. Indeed, God has already begun this work. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Joy to the world, the Lord will come again to make everything perfect and everything beautiful forever. So now what? We will walk in the name of the Lord our God. Forever. What does that look like? People are worth loving. Sacrifices are worth making. Hope is worth having. And life is worth living. We will walk in the name of our Lord, our God, forever. Amen. And now may the peace of God that surpasses all understanding keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.